purple ball of fluff off the coffee table. "We must make plans," she says solemnly. She draws four boxes, one for each marking period, then writes goals in each box. "We won't get anywhere without knowing our goals. Everyone always says that, and it is so true." She opens her soda. "What are your goals, Mel?" I used to be like Heather. Have I changed that much in 2 months? She is happy, driven, aerobically fit. She has a nice mom and an awesome television. But she's like a dog that keeps jumping into your lap. She always walks with me down the halls, chattering a million miles a minute. My goal is to go home and take a nap.
Melinda says that she used to be like Heather just 2 months ago. That's really hard to imagine. Melinda and Heather are totally different. Heather is enthusiastic and into activities and making friends. Melinda, on the other hand, doesn't speak much and just wants to hide from people. It's weird that these two are friends. But then, Melinda doesn't have anyone else to talk to, and neither does Heather. Both of them were outcasts when school started. Melinda because of something that happened at the party, and Heather because she was new. Let's keep reading. We're at the next section on page 24, titled Burrow.
Burrow. Yesterday, Hair Woman yanked me from study hall and forced me to make up my missing homework in her room. She made fluttering noises of concern and mentioned a meeting with my parents. Not good. Nobody bothered to tell me that study hall was being held in the library today. By the time I find it, the period is almost over. I'm dead. I try to explain to the librarian, but I keep stuttering and nothing comes out right. Librarian. Calm down, it's okay. Don't get upset. You are Melinda Sordino, right? Don't worry, I'll mark you present. Let me show you how it works. If you think you're going to